And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hoping you're having a good day. We're going to put open line on hold for a little bit. And joining us in studio this morning from the Hope Tank is Alisa Beecham. And Alisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. It's good to have you in studio today. And again, I said you're from the Hope Tank. So the question is, if people don't know about it, what is the Hope Tank?
Hope Tank is a transformational life recovery center for women and their children to come and recover from trauma, addictions, homelessness, trafficking. Really, we don't have any boundaries or parameters for the type of woman that we are hoping to help.
All right. And so how did the Hope Tank get started?
Hope Tank got started with my co-founder, Hannah Reisner, and myself. And the Lord really just put it into Hannah's heart years ago that that was the path that she was supposed to be on. And she had already been working towards that with mentoring, leading Bible studies, and things like that. And then I met Hannah about 6 years ago, and we were in the same Bible study class. And it was something that the Lord just kept working on me also. And Hannah and I just kept coming together at the same places and the same times doing the same thing. And we joined forces and began a devotional team that was going into the Montgomery County Jail. And we were mentoring to the women that were in there. And then COVID hit. And so that slowed that way down. But in the meantime, Hope Tank was born, and we were given a building, which was the Old Townsman Motel in Independence out on the east side. We were given that building, and everything else is just coming into place now.
So if, say, somebody does get put in the goes to Hope Tank, what kind of services do you guys offer there?
We will offer all sorts of services there. Our real goal is to be kind of directors and help assess services and match them to clients that are staying with us. Our residential program will be free, and so we will be utilizing all local services, mental health, addictions, recovery, things like parents as teacher programs, laundry, cooking, parenting courses, all sorts of things just to help people get on their feet, financial planning. Just all of these things that we kind of all take for granted that we just grew up knowing how to do because somebody was there to show us. And we want to come in and be, you know, the mothers and the grandmothers that bring these women up.
And like you said, also it's a place to stay. It's more than just a place to stay. It's just you guys offer, it sounds like, just a lot more than just a place to stay. You offer a lot of services to, like you say, get people kind of back on their feet.
Yes, 100%. We believe in the power of community. And more importantly, we believe in the power of community in Christ. And so we want these women to come in and just feel nurtured in their spirits, emotionally and physically, and we want to help their children feel that same nourishment so that when they've completed our year-long program, then we will have transitional housing available because we want to further that community spirit and get people full circle and to the point where they're giving back.
And like you said, you know, you reach out to the community for help, but occasionally you guys do need help from the community itself. So you guys are having a fundraiser coming up, correct?
We are. Really exciting news. We were recently given permission to go ahead and open up the west end of the front building out there so that we can have women living in the program and completing the program while we're building the rest. And so we are selling rooms, and we do have a few rooms left. And we are also going to be doing a t-shirt fundraiser. And how we would like to structure that is we'll have certain t-shirts available for certain prices. And our real goal with this fundraiser is to specifically raise the money that we need to finish this west end of the building and then get the rest of the project started.
So again, it's a great project that you guys are doing out there. And again, if somebody was wanting to donate, how can they do that?
Probably the easiest way to contact us is either on Facebook. We are Hope Dealers or Hope Tank Indy. And our phone numbers and email addresses are on our Facebook page. We also do have a sign out in front of the town, the Old Townsman Motel, and that also has our phone numbers on it. Again, my name is Alicia Beecham, and you can also find Hannah Reisner, and we'll be happy to help you. We have a bank account also at Community National Bank, and anybody can go in there and make any sort of deposit for us. However, if you would like to have the tax letter, just make sure that you contact us and that we have your information so that we can get that to you.
Absolutely. So lots of different ways to donate to the Hope Tank. And this is definitely a great thing that you guys are doing to help out battered women, or and more than just battered women, any kind of situation that was not positive, that you guys are absolutely willing to help. So
thank you. We're really excited about it. You know, the Lord calls to us all that once we've been brought up, that we're supposed to go back for our brothers and sisters. And we feel like this is really just our life's mission with Hope Tank, is to go back for our brothers and our sisters.
Just kind of hold out a reaching hand to kind of bring everybody up with you. So
exactly.
The great thing that you guys are doing up there. Again, that's the Hope Tank. And again, one more time before we get out of here, how can they get a hold of you?
You can find us at Hope Tank Indy on Facebook, or you can locate myself, Alicia Beecham, at 316-648-4117, or Hannah Reisner at 620. I actually just forgot Hannah's blanked. Phone number. I'm going off the cuff on that, and I think I was about to give out a...
It happens sometimes, so...
I tried. This is what happens when I'm on my own.
All right.
But you can reach us at any of those ways, and okay, we're happy to help.
All right. Well, Alicia, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. You guys are doing a great job over there. And if you guys want to come back in at some point, most definitely come back and we will let you guys on there to talk about the Hope Tank.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate
all right.
it.
Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to restart open line, taking your calls. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.